Good morning from Dubai. It is 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Can't remember what the date is, to be fair. 13th? No, that can't be the date. 12th. Yeah, 12th of the 9th. 12th of September. And I'm here for the Dubai Festival tonight, but I am meeting just after probably lunch, maybe, because I've got a few things I need to do first. Got to power up some stuff and get some video files off the N86. Meeting up with a DR Bauer, I think it is. I need to just check their Twitter account name on that. And we're going to have an interview because he's one of the organisers for the Dubai Festival. And going to hand over the N86 so we can shoot some photos and video. And then I'm not sure if I have to take it back or if he's going to send it back. I presume I have to bring it back with me. But I've also got that Nokia give me in Helsinki a N86 brand new in the box to give as a raffle prize for their local festival, which is pretty awesome. So hotel is really nice. I'm staying at the Millennia, Hotel Millennia. And trying to get here last night was a bit of a pain because some of the roads were closed and there's that much construction going on, there's that much hotel building that the roads, the entrance roads into all the hotels can be a little bit sort of misleading at night especially. But I'm just staring out my window and there is just this swathe of people on top of this roof. You know, there's literally, there must be, I'm looking at probably 40 people. Actually, as I look down the building, on the top three floors, there is probably about 30... 40 people on each level, on the top three levels, building, working. And the amount of construction going on is just insane. I've never seen so many hotels, businesses, things being built. And then as I look out into the distance, it gets really, really hazy. It's very sort of brown, sort of golden sand, for as far as the eye can see, very desert-like. And it's hot. Last night when I came through the airport, they have these fans, and I don't know if they, like, I don't know if it's in the air or if they actually pump water behind the fans, but it was like this fine mist as you come out. My glasses instantly steamed up and I couldn't see where I was going. I got some money converted, but I haven't got a lot of, I think I only had like 60 UK pound on me to convert, so I didn't get a lot. I think I only got about 350 of the local currency. But anyway, blown away, first of all. Dubai is just such a sprawling city, just breaking out into different junctures everywhere. And I was surprised and impressed, I guess, at the same time. I was going past shops and things that I'd seen in America or, you know, seen in the States. And I guess I wasn't expecting to see so much. I don't know. I'd seen photos of Dubai with the architecture and this new wave of architecture and this, you know, this sprawling, vibrant city, but I hadn't even sort of linked together that there would be all these sort of brand names that you know everywhere. And it's almost like a new style desert New York. It's quite strange, but very, very, very engaging and exciting. It's a very vibrant city. So I'm going to have breakfast and I'm going to charge my N86 again because I charged it in the plane, which was about a 6-hour flight. But unfortunately, because I'm sending stuff on Pixelpipe, I left it on Pixelpipe to send last night and it's just completely run down the battery. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to take all the files off the phone and try and send them through my computer instead of Pixelpipe because on ShareOV, it just literally gets to near enough where it needs to finish and then it seems to restart. And I don't think it's an OV problem. I think it's a Pixelpipe problem, which is a little bit of a pain because it'd be nice to send to lots of different destinations instead of just one. But I'll see what I can fix. That's it for the minute. I'll speak to you probably in about an hour or two. I'm going to be on Twitter and I'm just going to get all my devices powered up.